News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Thick smoke hangs over Burning Hills, 40 miles north of Los Angeles, where another wildfire has erupted, sending people out of their homes. CBS's Andres Gutierrez reports from Santa Clarita.
31,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders, and 23,000 more are under evacuation warnings, meaning that they are standing by, ready to go if they have to. A lot of people saw what happened in Palisades as well as in Altadena, and they had their bags ready to go, and they did not wait for firefighters and for first responders to come to their door.
The scope of that mighty winter storm that blasted its way from Texas to the Carolinas is now clear, as CBS's Katie Weiss reports from New Orleans.
At least 9 people are dead from storm-related traffic accidents and cold exposure. More than 130,000 homes and businesses were without power across 5 states at the peak of the storm. The weather has also snarled air travel nationwide. More than 1,800 flights were canceled today and thousands were delayed. At least 8 major airports are still closed.
A dangerous barricade situation in San Antonio, Texas, after 4 police officers were shot, one after the other, as each responded to a call of a suicide taking place in an apartment building. Resident Joseph Laredo.
We hear a bunch of helicopters, and then literally 20 seconds after we were out there, we heard more shots. It was like 3 shots.
The hospitalized officers are expected to recover. A SWAT team was on scene at last report with the 40-year-old male suspect holed up in an apartment. The Trump administration has fired U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Linda Lee Fagan. CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett has more.
Her primary job was heading up 57,000 personnel. That's a 4-year term. She'd only served 2 of those. Many people believe she was instrumental in turning around the Coast Guard's recruitment issues, and responsibilities include maritime, border security, crisis response.
Admiral Fagan was the first female uniformed leader of an armed forces branch. Toronto police have made the biggest cocaine bust in that city's history.
Police seized more than 1,800 pounds of the drug, valued at $83 million. Half of it was in a truck, the rest was in stash houses. Police suspect a well-known Mexican drug cartel was planning to distribute the cocaine across Canada. 4 Canadians and 2 Mexican nationals were arrested. That same cartel has smuggled millions of doses of deadly fentanyl into the U.S.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
now we're shopping. Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids. Control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
The Trump administration has taken down the Spanish language version of the official White House website.
It happened within hours of President Trump's inauguration. The website page, the Spanish profile of the White House on X, and a government page on reproductive freedom all taken offline. Spanish versions of other government agencies remain in place. A White House spokesman says the administration is committed to bringing back online the Spanish translation section of the website. The Spanish version was removed in 2017 during the first Trump administration. It was not restored until 2021 during the Biden administration. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Britain's Prince Harry claims victory as Rupert Murdoch's UK tabloids make an unprecedented apology for intruding into his life over decades, and they agreed to pay substantial damages to settle his privacy invasion lawsuit. It was the first time the Murdoch company has acknowledged wrongdoing at The Sun. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the mid-teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, but colder. High only around 20. It does climb to the low 20s on Friday and up to the mid-30s by Saturday with partial sun. Right now it's 22.
Girls are hip.
but you're late. I wait around and then bye. I run to the door, I can't take anymore. It's not you, you let me down again.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. Vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls,
Our friends is winning. Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. Wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass. I'll be
sing.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. An old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song,
you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
I'm
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night.
WRJN.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on Local News, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What time it was.
from here. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Firefighters are battling to maintain control of a huge wind-driven wildfire that has charred its way through 16 miles of trees and brush in a day, 40 miles north of Los Angeles. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
We have approximately 31,000 people who are affected by our evacuation orders. Another 23,000 that are impacted by evacuation warnings.
CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in Santa Clarita.
The Los Angeles County Fire Chief says that the Hughes Fire is proving to be a challenge for firefighters, but they are getting the upper hand. The winds are subsiding, and so that's going to help the more than 4,000 firefighters who are currently on the ground and up in the air battling these flames.
The Trump administration is sending troops to the southern border, as CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
The Pentagon will